Adam says a wife-over transportation was established.
Transportation Forward is a statewide coalition of over 200 organizations, and we came together to call on the Minnesota legislature to pass long-term sustainable transportation funding. And we think that's really critical to fix aging roads and bridges across the state, to expand bus service in communities, and to provide better and safer bicycling and walking connections.
Chair of Ovo Transportation says why Minnesota and its suburban areas need more money in its budget for transportation system.
So regarding roads and bridges, we know that statewide about half of the roads are 50 years or older, and that's essentially their useful life. So there's a lot of maintenance needs. And there's over 1,000 deficient bridges across the state of Minnesota. Now, that plays out in the St. Cloud area in terms of Benton County, Stearns County, Sherburne County, all having road projects that were identified by MnDOT last year as projects that need some attention but can't move ahead without additional funding. So that includes I-94, that includes Highway 23 and 10 in Benton County. That includes Highway 69, both road and bridge work in Sherburne County.
Hatem says what the purpose of this new coalition is.
I just think the reason that we have this campaign, the reason we're going around Minnesota is to really emphasize the local needs. Every community and county across the state has these kind of road, bridge, transit, and active transportation needs. And so the legislature is convening in about a month, and we really need them to address these needs now and not put them off into the future.
Mohammed Najafian, KVSC News.